I was asked whether one can place schach on top of a pergola. And does it make a difference what the pergola is made of, how thick the surface of the pergola is, and can you transform that into a sukkah for the holiday? So the first thing to note is that the wooden boards that, let's say, you nail in for the pergola, can that be used as schach? Is that schach puzzle? Is that schach kosher? So in order for something to be schach kosher, so there are generally three conditions. The schach has to grow from the ground. It has to be detached from the ground, and it can't be mekabel tuma. So for example, if you have a wooden chair comes from the ground, it's from wood. It's detached from the ground, but it's a kli, it's a utensil, it's a finished product, and therefore you can't use the chair as schach. But the wooden boards, or the wooden that's part of the pergola, that would seem to fulfill all three requirements, and therefore it should be fine to use that as schach. The issue might be, though, that if the wooden boards are nailed to the top, to the frame, so then the Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Resh Chav Zayin Sif Katan Beis states that the boards, nisarim, that are kavuim b'masmerim, boards that are nailed in with nails, so they become a diras keva. So they are no good because they become a diras keva, a fixed structure. We know that on Sukkos you can only live in a diras arai, a temporary dwelling. You can't live in a permanent dwelling, a diras keva. So what's the definition of diras keva? So Magen Avraham says that if the boards on top, if the schach is nailed in, let's say, to the frame, so then that becomes a diras keva, and you can't use that as schach. It should be noted that that's not the only position. There are lenient positions. The Machzitz HaShekel in Siman Tafresh Mem Seif Katan Tes, based on the Balei HaTosfos, explains that the only type of schach that would transform this structure into a diras keva is if schach that protects you from rain. If it doesn't allow rain to get through, so then that would be schach pasul. But if you had kosher schach that you nailed into the frame, so that would not render it to be schach pasul. But let's say we want to be stringent by the boards, the pergola, that we want that, we say that is considered schach pasul. Let's say we take a strict stand. Another stricture regarding schach is that you're not allowed to use boards that are at least four tefachim wide as schach. So four tefachim, let's say a tefach is 3.5 inches. So that would mean that if the boards are, let's say, 14 inches wide, so then you can't use them as schach. That's a gzeira mishum tikra. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siman Tav Resh Chav Tes Sif Katan Mem Hei that if you have a wide enough board and you want to use that as schach, it's domen le tikra sabayit. It's similar to the roof of a house, and we're concerned that you might then sit under the roof of a house that you use all your logs. So that's called that's a gzeira that we don't use nisarim boards that are at least four tefachim wide. So in the pergola, you presumably don't have that. So if you just have a bunch of wooden slats, and so it doesn't cover most of the area of the roof, of the open area on top, so that should be okay. Even if it's lattice, and so then you have to measure, and you have to see if the beams provide shade to the majority of the area of the pergola. Meaning, if the space between each beam is wider than the width of the beam, or if you take all the area that's covered by schach pasul, and the area that's not covered by schach pasul is more, and there is the airspace between is more than the beams, then you would have the majority would be schach kosher, And then that would definitely be okay. You would be allowed to use that as a for kosher schach. So the key really is you got to look at the total area. The total area of the top is covered more by schach puzzle, by this the pergola that's nailed in, the beams that are nailed in. So then it would be a problem, according to many poskim. But if there's more open space than beam on top, then you can cover with kosher schach, and that's more than the beams. And that would be fine. I just want to make one final point that the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tafresh Chavav Siv Katan Yud Zayin explains that we know there's a concept of lavud. And the concept of lavud says in many areas of halacha, if you don't have an area of more than three tfachim between, let's say, two walls, so we view as if the open space is closed. If it's just a small area of less than three tfachim, which again, let's say the most minimal position is 10.5 inches. So let's say the space between the beams is less than 10.5 inches. So the Mishnah Berurah here points out that we only apply the principle of lavud if it's airspace. So let's say you had 10 beams, you had a bunch of beams, and the airspace was less than 10 inches. So then we would assume that all the area is closed up. But if there's schach kosher in this airspace, we don't apply lavud and say it's as if it's all closed up with pasul schach. It's only if there's airspace, so then we view the, let's say if you have a bunch of boards, and there's we know, I just mentioned, that there's a gzeiras tikra, that if the boards are at least four tfachim wide, then that's a problem. So let's say you were to have a board that's two tfachim wide, and let's say an airspace of one tefach, and then another board that's two tfachim wide, you would combine them and to say, we have a total of five tfachim. But if you have a beam, and then you have, let's say, even less than three tfachim, but it's covered by kosher schach, so that you don't combine the two beams, and you would say that if the majority of the area is covered by schach kosher, then you can use it and you can make a sukkah on top of the pergola.